What makes someone want to create an elaborate and often expensive machine just to see how far it can throw, of all things, a pumpkin? KUNC's Stacy Nick met up with a unique group of people to find out.
At Aurora's Arapaho Park racetrack, the smell of sunscreen and roasted turkey legs is heavy in the air, along with the sounds of 80s rock music over the loudspeakers. It's the last day of summer, and people are here for some serious pumpkin tossing.
Perfect fall day.
Brittany Earhart is the spokesperson for the annual Pumpkin Chunkin' Colorado event. She's especially happy about the good weather.
I think we're all scarred from last year.
Rain, snow, and winds reaching up to 90 miles an hour put a halt to some of the competition. It's the reason the event was moved up this year. A quick synopsis for those new to pumpkin chunkin'. Teams from all over the country build machines to see who can throw a pumpkin the farthest. Categories include air cannon, catapults, and torsion. 23-year-old Daniel Bertrand and his machine are newcomers to the contest.
I'm calling it the Sentinel. You know, it's big and tall and it stands guard.
Bertrand got into the sport a little differently than most.
I'm actually a history major. I'm not an engineer. And I've looked at a bunch of different medieval sources to build this. So I think this is the most authentic medieval trebuchet that's ever been here at Pumpkin Chunkin'.
As part of his senior thesis at Utah State, Bertrand based much of his design from the Elegant Book of Trebuchet. The manuscript was written in the 15th century.
So these things were the frontline artillery for about 300 years.
How far does it throw?
Yesterday we got a shot to 580 feet. Hopefully today we can break 600.
But when you're talking pumpkin chunkin', 600 feet is just the beginning.
So that I couldn't even see where it went.
Greg Wolf's Inertia 3 is about as high-tech as they come. His centrifugal machine uses a Boeing jet turbine engine from the 1950s, purchased on eBay.
I've been doing pumpkin chunking since about 2006. Built a small trebuchet and competed. And then in 2008, we built this machine and started competing on the world stage.
The 2011 Pumpkin Chunkin' World Champion from Thornton says it's not all about power. There's an art to it, too.
The beauty of this sport is you don't just throw a rock or something. It's a pumpkin. It's a gourd. So you have to put about 500 Gs on it, but do it delicately to where it leaves the machine intact.
When a pumpkin breaks apart before it hits the ground, it's called a pie. To avoid that requires expertise in engineering, physics, and even horticulture. Your average run-of-the-mill pumpkin isn't good enough for chunking. It has to be a dense gourd. La Estrella's or Jardales are best, Wolf says. But while he loves the competition, he says one of the best parts is seeing young people taking it up.
It really inspires these kids to learn engineering, to learn mathematics, learn history. There's so much involved.
Next up we have, from Boulder, Colorado, Chunkers of Artemis.
The team Chunkers of Artemis is competing in the youth division. 12-year-old Sophia Nuttycomb got the idea to try out the sport after watching her dad compete. She remembers him telling her that the machine was off limits.
He said, if you want to climb on a machine, you better build your own.
This year, she created an all-girls team to compete in the catapult division.
And the squirrel hurdler is off.
Woo!
Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
Very nice. For Chunkers of Artemis, a reported 418 feet.
Yes!
Their best this weekend.
418 feet was enough for them to nab first place. Not bad for their Pumpkin Chunkin' debut. And Greg Wolf also ended up with a first-place trophy in his category with a best distance of 1,192 feet, even though his last round of the day never even left the launch pad.
So what happened there?
Basically, the way I loaded the pumpkin, I didn't have it tight enough. Centrifugal for the wind resistance kicked it out before I ever hit the trigger. So that was pie. That was no good.
That's the way this goes sometimes?
That's the way this goes.
Stacy Nick, KUNC Aurora.
All right.